name is Lilian Ogazi, and this is Nigeria Daily. It's 8 months to the 2023 general elections. INEC, Nigerians and political parties are all getting prepared to hit the polls. In light of this preparation, registration of voters for the 2023 elections is coming to an end on Sunday. With the insecurity biting hard and the activities of bandits and Boko Haram on the rise in parts of northern Nigeria, how will registration of voters and election take place in those villages ravaged by insecurity? Are people living in core villages in Zamfara and Katsina able to acquire their PVCs before the deadline? How many voters do we have in these villages? Well, let's get to Zamfara, where an activist whose primary responsibility is electoral awareness tells us what registration of PVCs is like in banditry-ravaged areas.
Honestly, we go another in different area, Zamfara said, in different local government, we can aware the people where they come out and obtain their PVC card. But the other villages, you know, the our people who are there at village, what they are saying, they don't know what the importance of election. But we go there and explain to them to come out and vote. People come out and obtain their PVC. There's no, not everybody can obtain it, but at the same time, that day, not everybody can attend. There is center, different center, but where can bandit go there? We can not submit people there, and we can allow people to come out for another center to attend their PVC. They look at which are the bandit attack. Most of the village they don't want to come and attend PVC. Well, because the problem one is here, you don't know where is that people are living. That is most problem. We don't know where are they.
And are there INEC centers there for them to go and do their PVC in those local governments?
Yeah, there is center which the IPVC towns are living. We can take the material and go there and meet the people.
Okay.
We can do that PVC for them. But when you go for one time, maybe by tomorrow we can go back again. Oh. And then the later day we can change another position. Well, because they have many PVC and IPVCs in Bukun Bokagana, example. We have many. Mm-hmm. We can't even count the IPVCs what we have.
That was Comrade Mudassiru Kasim, an activist in Zamfara State, speaking. What about Katsina? What is the faith of unsecured villages? Will they express their franchise come 2023? Well, the coordinator coalition for the Northern Group in Batsali local government area in Katsina State speaks with us.
My name is Comrade Hansu S.D. Kamalambayari, coordinator of coalition for Northern Group, CNG. Because there are so many problems of bandits attacks in our villages or area. So that problem is affected that there are some few of people from our villages that registered for PVC, but more of them are not. Now we make some practical consultation exercise in this state from the team villages. Like I say, there are some 3 to 4 wards which are largest wards in Badan local government, and they are facing those challenges for this banditry. Like the wards are not about or are not for government trends, like for Bantu. We try, we are doing our best to go and mobilize and aware people to go and make the registration for PVC. In my local government, Badan local government, there are some wards which like they are not for government. Like they are complaining because there are not any schools there, so there are not any hostels there, there are not anything, there are not any security agents there, they are only bandits and dealing with the village. So people want to go and register for VVC, but there are no way to go there. You know, you can see some places like Yoyo, Kandawa, Denker, Owa, those villages are far from the rocks. They are like 5 to 6 kilometers from the rocks. If you let the place, you can before you reach the rocks, it's like 5 to 6 kilometers. When you reach the road and then from the rocks, from the place, from the Kunia, when you let the place, like 5 to 6 kilometers to Kunia, when you get Kunia, you can, it's like 10 to 16 kilometers from the Kunia to Badan local government headquarters, INEC. Well, the problem is supposed to be INEC to provide more registration points. There are more people who are not willing to vote. Is that now our challenge? We are now trying to provide another way and another exercise to aware them, more aware them, to come out and vote.
Okay.
But if not, our people cannot vote.
That was Hamisu SD Kamala, coordinator coalition of the Northern Group Batali local government in Katsina State. What is being done by INEC to ensure that every Nigerian gets to vote come 2023, including those displaced due to insecurity? We will find out right after the break. Do stay.
It's enlightening.
It's incisive.
It's analytical.
It's entertaining.
It's educating.
It's The Bearing, a podcast from Daily Trust addressing issues that have direct bearing in your life. Join us every week on www.dailytrust.com. Follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/dailytrust. On Twitter at twitter.com/dailytrust. And on YouTube at youtube.com/dailytrust. To listen in, join us on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and TuneIn Radio.
You are welcome back. This is Nigeria Daily coming to you from Daily Trust Online. In this episode, we're looking at the fate of Nigerians who live in areas ravaged by insecurity as the 2023 general elections draw near. Before we went on break, we had a chat with two activists who live in Zamfara and Katsina State respectively. They told us how insecurity has led to a low turnout of voter registration in these states. Complex security challenges across Kaduna, Niger, Katsina, Sokoto, Benue and Plateau State could disenfranchise millions of voters as local government areas in the state have become inaccessible due to insecurity. What is being done by INEC to see that these Nigerians will get the right to vote come 2023? Let us hear what INEC has to say.
My name is Zainab Amin Abubakar, Assistant Chief Information Officer, INEC. Okay, the commission is trying, if possible, but to see that all eligible Nigerians that are in the places that were affected by the insecurity, we are given chance to register as well as to exercise their civic rights from 2023 general election. So the commission is working in collaboration with the security agencies to make sure that all things are being done the way it's supposed to be. We have deployed men and materials to all those IDP camps so that they will register the eligible voters.
That was Zainab Aminu Abubakar, the Assistant Chief Information Officer from INEC, speaking. In some states, bandits have invaded communities and now call the shots, while in others, residents have been dislodged from their villages and forced to relocate to internally displaced persons' camp. What effect will this have on the 2023 general elections, and what is the way forward? I put these questions and more to a political analyst.
I am Abubakar Umar Khan, I'm an associate professor in the University of Abuja. Security is a basic need. There is practically very little, or even nothing, that can be achieved without security and assurance of security. So if this insecurity persists, particularly at this rate and this degree, then it will seriously affect the election. In the sense that people will not come out, will not be assured to come out, will not feel like coming out because their own lives and safety are not going to be guaranteed. First thing first, if you cannot guarantee people security and safety, then they will not be confident to do anything, including coming out for the election. So unless and until this trend of insecurity is caught or is addressed, then we should expect a very low or even no turnout of voters in many parts of the country, particularly those that have been suffering from insecurity. The mentioned Katsina, Zamfara, some part of Niger, Sokoto, Kaduna, and even elsewhere. Mm. So insecurity is a present and clear danger, particularly to voter turnout.
Is there a chance that this might affect the outcome of the election in terms of, is there a chance that if the insecurity becomes too high, elections might not happen? As a political analyst, is that possible?
Yeah, it is possible. There will be force majeure, which is evident as the Electoral Act by the Constitution. And I think there will now be some kind of comparison. If it is a substantial scale, so I think there will not be final outcome. In other words, if the number of places where voting cannot get there, the number of registered voters there are more than the difference between the first and the second candidate, there may not be outcome, or the outcome will be disputed.
Okay.
But before that, I think the most important thing is to affect the fortune of some of the candidates.
Okay.
Because where the HPG is a stronghold of certain political parties, and so those political parties are going to be at a disadvantage.
Okay.
If people who are likely going to vote for me are not even going to come out, I think it's a very, very big problem for me. So it is a very, very big issue, and this is that must be addressed, because it may be at the very heart of the outcome of the election.
Okay, sir. So you just said it must be addressed. So is there a way it can be addressed from the part of INEC? Okay, so how can it be addressed? What's the way forward?
It is not the problem of INEC. It is the problem of government.
Okay.
Government exists first and foremost to guarantee the lives and safety of the citizens. So it is a primary responsibility of government must, as a matter of urgency, monopolize the instrument of violence. One of the characteristics of government is that it should be stronger than all its component parts. It should be stronger than all individuals and groups where it is exercising dominion. And the opposite is the case right now. There are non-state actors who appear to be stronger than government. And I think that is what the problem is. So government should quickly move to be in complete control. It's not as if government cannot do it. It's not that government is not doing it. In other words, government has not done enough to address this problem. And so it should be doing enough. We have the police, we have the military, we have the civil defense, even the military of various types. So they should commit more soldiers. But beyond that, they should also address the political and economic problems. Whatever it will take government, government must restore normalcy and take absolute control of the situation.
All right. So,
come out.
All right.
It's not an issue of INEC. INEC does not have police or soldiers.
That was Dr. Abubakar Umar Kari, a political analyst, speaking. But amidst the uncertainties, every Nigerian does truly deserve the right to vote and be voted for. We wait and watch. God bless Nigeria. And that wraps up the show for today. Thank you so much for listening. To everyone whose voices we heard on the show, we say a big thank you. Nigeria Daily is a Daily Trust production. You can download this and other episodes of our podcast on dailytrust.com, buzzsprout.com, Google Podcast, Apple Podcast, Spotify, and TuneIn Radio by simply searching for Nigeria Daily. You can listen on NAS FM. It's 9.9 in Yola, Unity FM 93.3 in Jos, and Badegi Radio 90.1 in Mina. If you intend to sponsor an episode of Nigeria Daily, or if you have questions or comments, or even suggestions of topics you would like us to talk about, call us or send us a message via WhatsApp on 0913-893-3390. Or you could reach us via social media handles on Instagram and Twitter at @daily_trust and on Facebook at Daily Trust. My name is Lilian Ogazi. Thank you for listening, and bye for now.